But we'll get there, in Mitzvah Hashem, Bli Neder. We're taking a look today at the second half of Simon Chaf Aleph in the Shiurei Arav on Yoredeya. And we came up with a very Chaf Aleph. We started with Chaf, and then we went up to Chaf Aleph to wrap it up. What was the wrap up? The wrap up was to try to justify the Mechaber's distinction between the Isra Achila and the Isra Hana. Just 1 second. Did I mention the wrong number here? Just 1 second. Let's make sure I have the right number here. I thought I did, but you never know. Let me just qualify what I said. It's not necessarily in the Shulchan Aruch, it's the interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch. And this interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch is offered by the Shach. And the Shach claims that the Shulchan Aruch accepted the Shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham to distinguish between Achila and Hana. And what's the case? This is a machlokes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim on a principle called Hochiach Sofal Tchiloso, which is Rav Shimon Gamliel, or Lo Amrinan Hochiach Sofal Tchiloso, which is the sheet of the Chachamim. What's the case?
Which page are you on?
I am now on page Pei Vav, about to go on to Pei Zion, which is the last thing we did yesterday. So I'm sort of like reviewing it so that we can start with the next sub-Simon, so to speak, which is Beis. So just to review the somewhat sensational conclusion that we came to yesterday, the case that we're dealing with is where a person shechts an animal, what's called stam. He didn't have a machshava for avodah zara, and later on he decided that he's going to collect the dam from the shechita or the chelev from the animal, and he's going to use it for worship of avodas kochavim. Now, according to the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel, we apply the principle called Hochiach Sofo Al Tchiloso. The fact that he changed his mind and decided that he wants to collect the dam for Zrika L'Shem Avodah Zorah, that is a Hochacha that initially, when he shechted it, that's what he had in mind. So that's called Hochiach Sofo Al Tchiloso. That's Reb Shimon Gamliel. Chachamim say, Lo amrinan hochiach sofal tchiloso. That means that according to the Chachamim, the fact that he decided to be zorik the dam to avodah zorah, that doesn't in any way reveal lemafreya his intention at the time of the shechita. And since he was shochet stam, then we assume that the shechita was not for the sake of avodah zarah. How does the mechaber paskin? So the mechaber writes that it's a suffix. We don't know what the status of the basar is in such a case of shechita. Is it zivchei mesim or is it not zivchei mesim? Meaning, does it have the status of avodah zarah because the shechita was done for the purpose of avodah zarah? And if you remember our discussion yesterday, the Rambam in Hilchos Macholas Asuros indicates that a shechita l'shem avodas kochavim generates what we call the status of zivchei mesim. And why is it called zivchei mesim? because it engenders an Isur Achil of Macholas Asuros, which is fundamentally an Isur Achila. The Rambam says you'll get Malkus feeding a Kezias. Once it's an Isur Achila, then that Isur Achila generates or expands to include an Isur Anah as well, but that Isur Anah is Tafel. And like the case of Arla, Klai, Akerv, etc., if you violate the Isur Anah, you don't get Malkus. That's called the Lav Tafel. Hence, in this case of Shechita Stam, if we were to be Machmir for the Shechita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says Hochiach Sofal Tchiloso, we would end up with a Shechita L'Shem Avodas Kelchover, which engenders an Isur Achila of Zivchei Mesim. If, on the other hand, we accept the Shechita of the Rabbanon, that lo amrinan hochiach sofal tchilasa, the shechita was not l'shem avodas kochavim, was a shechita stam, and then the basar is mutter. So Rabbi Yerucham says we don't know how to paskin in this case. Do we accept Rabbi Shimon Gamliel l'chumra or the Rabbanan l'kula? Says the Shach, based on Rabbi Yerucham, we're going to be machmir Mitzad Sofek, as far as Achila is concerned, but not as far as Hanah is concerned. So basically, the way the Shach understands the Mechaber, based on Rabbi Yerucham, is that you could sell this meat to a guy on the open market and pocket the profits, but you're enjoined from eating the meat, because we might be accepting the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Soloveitchik says, I don't understand. If you're accepting the Shita of Shimon Gamliel, then on that side, you have here Zivchei Mesim, which is also not only by Achila, but also by Noah. How could the Shach claim that this piece of meat is Mutter by Noah? Again, to the same extent that your Machmir for the Shita of Shimon Gamliel, Ochiach Sofal Tchiloso, to generate an Isur Zivchei Mesim as far as Achil is concerned, it would be inconsistent if you would be Mater Hanah. So you have a Sofek Doraisa based on Rav Shimon Gamliel that includes both an Isur Achila and the Isur Hanah as well. What room, what logic will allow you to differentiate between the Isur Achila and the Isur Hanah, both of which are Doraisa, in the case of a Shechita L'Shem Avodas Kochavim? So just to summarize Rav Soloveitchik's breakthrough over here, his revolution of sorts, he wants to say that since we're talking about Shechita L'Shem Avodas Kochavim, in the worst case scenario if you accept Rav Shimon Gamliel, we're talking about Macholas Asuros. And in Macholas Asuros, the Iker Alav is the Lav of Achila. The Isur Anah in Zivchei Mesim, in L'Shem Avodas Kochavim, is a tolda. It's a byproduct. It's what Rav Soloveitchik calls an Isur Tafel. The Ikara Isur is the Isur Achila. That's not true in Hilchas Akum, which the Rav interprets the Rambam in Hilchas Akum as referring to Lifnei Avodas Kochavim. You know, Imamish brought a carbon to the idols. In that case, the fundamental Isur is the Isur Hanah. And the Rambam says, if you have Hanah Koldu, you get Malkus for that. But that's a different story. In our sugya of Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shachat Stam, we're talking about Shechita L'Shem Avodas Kochavim. Even though Shechita was Stam, but we're holding now that Ochiach Sofo Al Tchiloso, and later on when he decides to be Zorik the Dam for Avodas Kochavim, Igloi Milsel Mafreya, that his Shechita was L'Shem Avodas Kochavim. Now we don't know, do we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, do we not? We have to be Machmir like Rav Shimon Gamliel Mitzad Sofek, but we're only going to accept that chumra vis-a-vis the Isra Achila, but not with regard to the Isra Anah. Because since the Isra Anah is a lav tafel, We're going to apply the principle of Safek Lekula. And as we said yesterday, that's a major breakthrough, that we should differentiate between an Iser Achila and an Iser Anor, both of which are Doraisa, in a case of Safek, based on this concept called an Iser Tofel, that Anor is only an Iser Tofel, it's a Tolda, and therefore we go Safek Lekula. And now we're up to Beis. Tzarech Iyun. Eze Pshara Hizu. After the Rav's Chiddush, he's not satisfied. What kind of a compromise is? V'chi b'chol makom she sofek efsha lahakel b'isar adno? Just because you have a sofek, you're going to be makel in a lav tofel? We have a principle, sofek d'oraisa l'chumra. That rule applies even to isar adno, insofar as isar adno is no less than, but it's an isar d'oraisa. You can call it a lav tofel in Hilchas Malkus, that sometimes the Torah says this is what you violate. Like, for example, I mean, again, this is not the Rav, but I'm just saying, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that chatzi shir osim in a Torah. But no one's going to say you get Malkus for chatzi shir. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees you don't get Malkus. Chatzi shir becomes a lav tofel. So that's halach in Hilchas Malkus. But it's not halach in Hilchas Sfeikus. So, for example, if you had a safek, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in a chatzi shir of nevela, you would have to go lechumra. Reish Lakish holds a chatzi shir is mutter min haTorah. So then you would say in a safek, safek drabbana lekula. But in Rabbi Yochanan's favorite reference, safek lechumra. That's a doraisa, even though it's a lav tofel. So how can we accept this pshara? Now in the footnote, he quotes the Yamshel Shlomo. Yamshel Shlomo wrote a major work on Masechta Chulin, and he claims that we paskin like the Rabbana, that lo amrin hochiach sofat chilasa. But he writes that mishum kvodo shel Reb Shimon Gamliel hichmiru lesar al kol panim achila, that the whole business here is a chumra mishum kvodo shel Reb Shimon Gamliel. Again, we'd have to really investigate this. Where do we find a mishum kvodo? I mean, you know, let's say the machlok stream beisil beit shamai, we pass it like beisil, we're not going to be machmer like beit shamai mishum kvodo. Fine, but I'm just pointing out that there is such a different approach than Rav Soloveitchik to understand this pshara, as we called it, that we're going to asra achila b'safek, but not hanno. So now the Rav quotes a Gilyon Marsha. You know, if you learn Yoredeya, it's very important to read the Gilyon Marsha. He says that there's a difference between the isra achila and the isra hanno with regard to what's called a chazaka. The basar is asur b'achila, but mutter b'anna. The mukminin la lebehema achez kasa. We have a chazaka on this behema. Again, the chazaka is not that it's zivchei mesim, but the chazaka is that it's eber min achai. And behema b'chayev b'cheskas iser omedes. He says the following: that as far as iser avodah zarah is behema b'chayev b'cheskas heter omedes, so that through the violation of hanah, we're adding something above and beyond nevela. Nevela, if the shechita was improper, is asur b'achila and mutar b'anna. As far as the issue of this shechita is concerned, was this a valid shechita? So we have machlokas between the Rabbanon and Rav Shimon Gamliel. We cannot be matir the isra achila, says the Marsha, because as far as the isra achila is concerned, until we know for sure that the shechita was a proper shechita, is Be'ema B'cheskas Iser Omedes. But as far as Hanah is concerned, is punkfaket. The behemoth becheskas heteromenes. We have no reason to impose an Isra Hanah on this behemoth. The chazaka was that there's no Isra Hanah. Now you want to tell me, well, he shechted it l'shem avodah zarah. I don't know. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. On its side, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that he did. So there, you generate an Isra Hanah, but we don't know that that happened because maybe we pass like the Chachamim. So he's splitting the chazaka between Achila and Hanah. The Isra Achila is there before the Shechita. In order to convince yourself that the Isra Achila was removed and it was a heter, you have to know for sure, for certain, that there was a kosher shechita. I don't know that. Maybe we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So that's becheskas Yisrael menes. But as far as Hanah is concerned, the burden of proof is on you to prove that there was nischadish po, there was nisvasef po, an Yisrael Hanah, because the shechita was l'shem avodas kol chavim. And we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. I don't know that we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Maybe we pass like Rabbanan. So the Rav doesn't like this Marsha. I was very excited about this Marsha, but the Rav doesn't like it. Tzarech Iyun, says the Rav. Domevur b'gemara daftes de'ilo bodak b'simonim havi abosar mitame. Wow. The Gemara talks about bedikas simonim. And bedikas simonim is necessary to convince ourselves that you're allowed to eat the basar. And without the bedika, we have a cheskas isur. And we need that bedika to convince ourselves in all certainty that this animal was shechted properly, it was not a treifa, and the simonim were checked, and he obviously shechted Rov Shnayim, whatever he shechted. But the Gemara goes a step further, and the Gemara says that this nevela, or suffering nevela, without bedikas simonim, is metame tumas nevela. Rav Soloveitchik asks, according to the Marsha, that makes no sense. Because whilst regarding the Cheskas Iser is concerned, we have a problem if we didn't check the Simonim. But with regard to Cheskas Tara, the Nevela is Tahora, unless proven otherwise. And yet, the Gemara goes a step further and says that without Bedikas Simonim, the Nevela is considered Tmeah. But you've now changed your chazaka. The answer must be that it's habatalia. That once you've paskin based on the cheskas isa, that in the absence of bedikas simonim, we don't have proof positive to remove the cheskas isa, and that's as far as isra achil is concerned. But mela, we have to assume that the shechita was not a proper shechita, even as far as tuma is concerned. And therefore, the Rav says, I don't understand the marsha. Because what are you telling me? That we can be differentiate between the Isra and non Isra Achila. The Isra Achila is based on the fact that Behemoth Bechaya Becheskas Isra Menes. So I need to know that there was a Shechita. But as far as Hanah is concerned, I need to know that there was a Shechita of Zivchei Mason. And here we have a Cheskas Muteres Ba'anah. Name. The Cheskas Muteres Ba'anah is an offshoot which is totally dependent upon the Isra Achila. If there's an Isra Achila b'tar Zivchei Mesim, then Memela, there's an Isra Hanah as well. And why is there an Isra? Because of the Cheskas, until you're certain that you remove the Chazak of Isra, then you assume it's Asur. Once you assume it's Asur, you're telling me that there's no Chazakah to determine the Cheska, the Hanah as well. Excuse me. So Rav Soloveitchik is not happy with this Marsha, because based on the Sugyan Chulin Daf Tes, we prove that once we have questions about the Cheskas Isur, meaning we don't have a definite removal of the Cheskas Isur, and therefore the Cheskas Isur continues, then we derive all the implications. Whether it means that the Shechita was not good even as far as Tumas Nevela is concerned, whether it means that the Shechita is not good because it was a Shechita L'Shem Avodas Kochavim. Hence, we have to expand the Isra Achila to include an Isra Anah as well. Honestly, I don't chap. It seems to me that there's no analogy between the Gemara in Bedika Simonim and our case of Avodah Zarah. Because there are two dimensions of Shechita, but Avodah Zarah is not one of them. The two dimensions of Shechita is one, Isur, and two, Tumah. The Shechita is there to remove Tumah. What do I mean? The Tumah will be generated by the death of the animal if it wasn't slaughtered. And that's called Tumas Nevela. These are Haba Talia. These are interdependent. Either the Shechita was a good Shechita or it was a not good Shechita. That's built into the very fabric of Shechita. Now, whether or not the Shechita was Avodah Zarah, that's already a whole new element in the equation. And here I could differentiate, according to the Marsha, between the Isra Achila and the Isra Anah. I could say that I can't eat this animal because maybe. And we started with the Cheskas Isur, you have to be certain that you remove the Cheskas Isur. But now to impose an Isur Avodah Zarah with an Isur Anah b'tor Zivchei Mesim, that's already a new parsha. That's already Mibachutz. Now in this footnote, he claims that the Shev Shmaitita already asked this question way before Rav Soloveitchik. And he gives an answer. Shiny Hassam, and I'm going to hope that we can fit in my answer, let's see. She'ein Sofek Bituma Ba Machma Sofek Shechita. Ah, he says just the opposite. Ein Sofek Bituma Ba. Oh, Ella. Okay, I missed the word Ella. Sorry. Ein Sofek Bituma Ella. Ah, excellent. That the status of Tumah and the status of the Shechita is one and the same. The kol shelo nishkita kehalacha, b'meila harei mitame tumas nevela. U'mikeivan d'le'inyan sofek shechita zlinen basa chazaka, d'enas vucha, is b'meila harei hitmeh. Wow, he doesn't quote the end of it. Sort of got cut off in the middle. But I think the end of it would be what we suggested, that the Isur of Hanah here, according to Marsha, is a separately generated. It's got its own generation. You know, it's you connect it to a different generator. And that generator is Avodah Zarah. And we didn't have a Cheskas Avodah Zarah here with an Isur Hanah until you came up with the suffix. Maybe he shechted it for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. All right. So now, let's just recap. We're stuck with trying to justify the Shulchan Aruch, the way the Shach understood the Shulchan Aruch, who's mechalek in this so-called pshara between the Isur Achila and the Isur Anah. We suggested one approach, that the Anah is only a lav tofel. The Rav himself was Mechadish that Chiddush, but he's not satisfied with it. We suggested another approach to the Marsha to differentiate between Achila and Anon Hilchas Chazokas and Sveikos, and the Rav is not happy with that either. Vanira Bazet. Now at this point, we're going to be taking a very long tiyul, a very long digression until we can come back to this Shulchan Aruch. And frankly, I'm more interested in the Tiyul than I am in the Shulchan Aruch. Because this little digression, although it does have to do with Avodah Zarah, but it really touches on a very broad area of Halach, way beyond the confines of Avodah Zarah. We started Shulchan Aruch, Siman Dalet with Sif Beis. Now we're fast forwarding to Sif Dalet, in the same Siman Dalet. Yisrael Sheshachat Behemas Chavero Liavodas Kochavim. So Reuven shechts Shimon's animal for the sake of Avodah Zarah. What would you say? On the one hand, the Metzius is that Reuven shechted the animal for Avodah Zarah. That should generate the din of Zivchei Mesim or Takrovas Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, you Chutz Ben Yak, says Shimon, who gave you the right to generate an Iser on my behema? So the Mechaber says, Lo Asra, that anyone is allowed to eat from this Basar. I mean, Reuven, he can eat it in jail before they take him out to Fasayef, you know what I'm saying? But all of us, we can enjoy the benefit of this Basar. Why? So I would have thought, you know, if you'd close, you know, cover the Shulchan Aruch, that he was about to say, Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shelo. But instead, he writes, it's based on a Gemara, but he writes, Shevade Lo Kivein El Litzaro. Which sounds like, on the surface level, that he didn't really intend to worship the Avodah Zarah. He never accepted this deity as a deity. Now, in general, we have a fundamental question. When a person worships an idol, but not because he believes in the idol, but for some extraneous reason, is he chaya for that? Is that called Avodah Zarah? That's a sugyan Sanhedrin machlok shina bayin rava. That's a case of ove miyira miava. So let's say a person puts a gun to your head, and he says, bow down to this idol or I'll knock your block off. And that's one of the big three. But he went ahead and he worshipped the idol. So he forfeits the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But the question is, did he violate Avodah Zarah? He never really accepted in his mind this deity as a deity. So Abai says he's chayav because there's no p'tur of onus over here, Ye'arik Val Yavar, and even if he didn't have in mind, clearly he wasn't interested in this deity, but he did the act of Hishtachavo, whatever the act was. And Rava says no. So just getting back to Rava for a moment, we'll leave Abai on the outskirts. So Rava says that Avodah Zarah means you have to accept the deity. That's the precondition for Avodah Zarah. Here, Reuven wanted to get back at Shimon, for whatever reason, so he decided to shecht Shimon's animal for the sake of Avodah Zarah. He makes a big declaration, I am hereby shechting this for Zeus, or for whatever idol, for Pa'ar, right? And the Shulchan Aruch says, no problem. We can eat from that boss. So that's not Avodah Zarah. Because it's only Litziyurei Kamachamin. He was only doing it to get back at Shimon. He did not accept the deity as his God. Lo kibel es elo elohus. I'm going to say it with a hey because I'm talking about a deity. So once again, we're going to look at the Taz, who quotes the Ran. The Ran quotes Aman the Omer. We don't know who it was. The Afal Gavdalo Osir Bano Mikomakom Asura Hiba Achila. This is a fascinating Ran because it could serve as a precedent for our discussion that we can paskin lechumra vis-a-vis Achila in a suffix Zivchei Mesim, while at the same time paskin lekula with regard to the Yisra'an Nav Zivchei Mesim. But this man, the Omer, the Ran, says something totally different. He says, the lekel of Meimelin Yin Yisrachila, the Einon of Osir Dover Sheino Shalo, that when we activate the principle of Ein Adam Osir Dover Sheino, that doesn't apply to the Yisrachila. Dahacha, Lav Iu Asar Lo. Lav Iu Asar Lo. This reminds me of what the Rav used to say in the name of Reb Chaim about Yibum, that when the Yavam has a relationship with his Yavama, he himself is not the Kone, but Rachmana, you know, the Torah itself generates the Kinyan. And Nafkaminis, he has no intention whatsoever to marry this woman. They convinced him with a whole fabrication. But anyway, so there's such a thing as you do the Maisa, and the result of the Maisa is not in your hands, but in the hands of the Torah, we'll say. And that's what this Man D'Omer in the Ran wants to apply here as far as the Yisrachil is concerned. Lav Iyu Asar La. When you are generating the Isur, then we have a principle that limits that Ein Adam Oser Dover Sheinu Shelo. You cannot activate your authority, your power, to generate an Isur on something that's not yours. But here, the Isur is Memela. Me'elav, he calls it. El Delo Shari La. In other words, since he has in mind to shech this animal for the sake of Avodah Zarah, he's not able to be matir the basar through a shechita. V'havi kelo nishchita. U'kemesa me'leha. So whatever it is, I mean, again, we have to analyze this, and that's what this whole article is about, but the Ran, bottom line, is saying that the principle of Ein Adam Oser Dover Sheinu Shelo would not apply here in the case of Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah, because it's Lav Iyu Asar Lo. He's not generating the Iser. He's doing the Maisa Shechita. The Maisa Shechita is invalid, and Memela, there's an Iser Achila. So Rabbi Kiveger suggests a reason why the Shulchan Aruch complete and the Ramah completely omit mention of this Shita, and the answer is because the Ran is analyzing the Man D'Omer who says Ein Adam Oser Dover Sheinu Shelo, and he says that even according to that Man D'Omer here, he's not the Oser, as we said before. His Shechita is an improper Shechita. It's Ki'ilu Lo Shachat and Kemesa Me'leo. Therefore, it's Oser Bachilu. However, the Shulchan Aruch never codified in this context the principle of Ein Adam Oser Dover Sheinu Shelo. All the Shulchan Aruch said was that when he shechted his friend's animal L'Shem Avodas Kochavim, is Litziure Kamachavim. Says Rabbi Kiveger, forget about the Ran. This has nothing to do with the Ran. This is Litziure Kamachavim, which means that he didn't shecht it for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, it should be Mutter even Bachila. So we go back to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber writes, Yisrael Shishokha Bemis Chavir Lavodis Kol Chavim Lo Asra. And why Lo Asra? Because he didn't have Kavon L'Shem Avodis Kol Chavim. Hence it's Mutter. So you'll ask me, well, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch worry about the Ran in the name of the Yesha Omrim? That the Ran says that even if I hold Ein Adam Oser Dover Sheinu Shelo, it doesn't apply to the case of Shechita, because a Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah doesn't register on the Richter scale. It's not Shechita. And Memela, the Behemah is Mesa Meleo. Why didn't the Mechaber and the Ramah mention that, even in a footnote? The answer is
Because they're not, the Mechaber is not operating with Ein Adam Osir Davar Sheni Shelo. He's operating with Letziurei Kamachaveh. If it's Letziurei Kamachaveh, then it's not L'shem Avodas Kochaveh. Hence the Basar is Mutter. The Ran is asking a different question. Forget about Letziurei Kamachaveh. The Ran says that what's going on over here is Ein Adam Osir Davar Sheni Shelo. And the Ran says that that principle does not apply here. Hence, the Basar is Asur, because Adam Osir Davar Sheni Shelo. That's not Meduyak. But here it's Adam Osir Davar Sheni Shelo. And why in this case is Adam Davar Sheni Shelo? Because his Shechita was not a proper Shechita. And Memela it's Asur. It's not that he generated the Isur. It's the absence of a Kosher Shechita that sets this Isur Achila into motion. That's not his, he's not exercising his authority. When he exercises his authority to ask for something, let's say, for example, you own an object. And I would say that this object is Asur Beneder. And therefore you can't benefit from it. Or I want to make it into Hegdesh. What rights do I have to make your object into Hegdesh? Or into an Isur Neder? Ein Adam Osir Davar Sheni Shelo? Says the Ran, in the name of the Yesh Omrim, that's a case where we apply this principle of Ein Adam Osir, because you are generating the Isur through your Neder, through your Hegdesh. If you are generating this Isur, your limitation is you can only generate it vis-a-vis yourself, but not vis-a-vis someone else. But in the case of a Shechita Psula, because that Shechita was for the sake of Avodas Kochavim, there is no Shechita to be Matir the Basar. It's not that you're generating a new Isur. Forget about you're generating a new Isur. You're not doing a proper Shechita. And in the absence of a proper Shechita, Memela in the Basar is also. When the Isur is Memela, then I apply the principle of Ke'ilu Adam Osir Davar Sheni Shelo. Meaning you do the Maisa and Memela, the result of the Maisa, which is a result that comes from the Torah itself. Says Rabbi Kivega, that has nothing to do with the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch is assuming that there was no kavanah l'shem avodah zarah. He was only interested in letziurei kamachamim, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch is not interested in the Ran. It has no bearing. Now, the Taz, who came way before Rabbi Kivega, was very upset at the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Why didn't they bring the Ran? So Rav Soloveitchik wants to get into the mindset of the Taz when he asked this question, raised this objection. Couldn't the Taz figure out the Svara of Rabbi Kivega? Did he read the Shulchan Aruch differently than the way Rabbi Kivega read the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch says the Letziurei Kamachaveh. How did the Taz understand that? The Ran is telling us that Ein Adam Osir Davar Sheni Shelo doesn't apply in this case. So the Taz says, well, the Shulchan Aruch should have quoted this Ran, that Yesh Machmirim, that there's an Isur in the Basar. But the Shulchan Aruch Ribbono Shelo says that the reason why the Basar is Mutter is because Letziurei Kamachaveh. He has no Kavanah L'Shem Avodas Kochaveh. Obviously, therefore, the Basar is Mutter. What does it have to do with the Ran? The Ran is assuming that he had Kavanah L'Shem Avodah Zorah. Now let's see Rekomachave. And if he had Kavanah L'Shem Avodah Zorah, he could generate an Isur on the Basar, even if the Basar belongs, the Behemah belongs to someone else. That has nothing to do with the Shulchan Aruch. Nero Lomar, the Svir Leila Taz, the Hecha de Amrino Letziurei Kamachaveh, Ein Perusho de Lo Choshev Kishochet Lavoda Zorah. We thought if he's only shechting in order to get his friend angry, then that's not called the Shechita Lavoda Zorah. No, that's not so. Ela Devadai Kochoshev Shechita Leavoda Zorah. Even if he's Letziurei Kamachaveh, he did shecht it for the sake of Avodah Zorah. He himself made that proclamation.
that I'm shechting for the sake of whatever getchka. Bikomakom hoyavlo shachat l'shema vodizara b'mele lo nesra habeim. In other words, I mean, he's saying A and not A at the same time. On the one hand, he's saying that certainly he's a shochet l'avodah zarah. On the other hand, he didn't shech l'shem avodah zarah. And therefore the behemah is mutter. So what does it mean that vadai choshiv kishochet l'avodah zarah? What do those words mean? He says, the afim nomar di adam oser dovashen shalom v'takroves avodah zarah. As the Yesh Omrim in the Ran would insist that Adam Oser Dovashen Shalom, Hani Mili, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that only applies Bekusi O Yisrael Mumar Demistoma Mechavin L'Shem Avodas Kochavim. If you have a guy who worships an idol, you have a Jew who's a Mumar, then we assume that he had Kavana L'Shem Avodas Zara. Avol Be Yisrael Kosher. Sheyesh lamod, we can estimate, evaluate, and guess that eino mechavein, he doesn't have in mind l'shem avodah zara, elo l'tzaris chavero, is eino oser beimis chavero, af im shachto le'avodah zara. So that the Taz understood that the mechaber and this Deah in the Ran are saying two things. They're really debating, they're arguing one against the other. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch understood that you can generate an Iser of Tikrovis Akum on Yenim's Behema, that only applies in the case of a Kusi or Yisrael Mumar, about whom we can assume Mistava, his Kavana was L'Shem Avodah. In the case of Yisrael, we're going to assume that his kavana was litzayer chavero, and eino oser beimis chavero afim shachta leavodah zara. Strange. Rav Salvechik in explaining the mechaber, which again the Ran is going to reject this in the name of the Yesh Omrim, and that's why the Taz is upset that the mechaber doesn't even note this Yesh Omrim. Is the Shulchan Aruch holds that in the case of Israel, we're going to assume that he certainly did not have kavana l'shem avodas kochavim. I'm talking about Yisrael kosher. And if you ask me why did he make this declaration, I'm shechting l'shem avodas kochavim, the answer is l'tzaris chavero. Again, even though he shechted l'shem avodas kochavim, since he's Yisrael kosher, we're going to touch up and reinterpret that what he had in mind was l'tzaris chavero. That's the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ran is going to extend this halacha of shechita l'shem avodah zarah in Behemas Chavero, even to a case of Yisrael kosher. Tachlis, he did the maisa shechita for the sake of avodah zarah. You want to give psychological explanations and justifications? Letziurikom achavein. I'm not interested. Says the Ran of the Yesh Omrim. The bottom line is he shechted l'shem avodas kochav, and that's not a shechita k'shera, and memela the basar is asur. But the mechaber himself held that this entire din of adam oser dovashen shalom in the case of akum, of takruas akum, is only with referring to someone that we know he would mistom a shecht for the purpose of avodah zara. But in the case of Yisrael kosher, then we're going to apply the principle of Litziure Chavero Komachave. And in such a case, he doesn't generate an Iser on Behemas Chavero, even though he shechted it l'shem avodah zara. Bir adavar, hinei nechleku abayi v'rova B'Sanhedrin, Ima Oved Avodazor, Mi Avu, Mi Yira, Mi Avas Odom, Mi Yiras Odom, Chayav O'Potter, Kaimalon Kerova de Potter. Minira Poshut, the Af Rova Mode, Shall Oved Avodazor be Ones,
right? Machmas Yira means they put a gun to his head.
Choshiv Ki Ose Maisa Avera. Otherwise, how can there be a din of Yehorik Val Yavar?
The din of Yehorik Val Yavar is based on the fact that if a person, the Ma'anis, puts his gun to your head, you'll be guilty of a Maisa Avodah Zarah if you comply with his wishes.
El HaKorchok Tzorch Lomar, what does Rava mean that in the case of Oved Miyira, he's Potter?
Shegama Oved Avodah Zarah be Ones, since he was compelled to do so under duress, Shapir Mikre Oved Avodah Zarah.
Rak Tesvile Le Rava, Demikomo Komim Lo Masaras Atzmo Al Zeh, Eino Chayev Misa.
So on the one hand, we say that he is doing a Maisa of Avodah Zarah, albeit Ba'ones.
That's enough to be Mechayev in the Yehorik Val Yavar.
But on the other hand, when it comes to punishing him, if he went ahead and he worshipped the idol to save his skin, here, we're going to apply the principle of Ones. And he's not Chayev Misa.
V'nira duhu adin nami. I know we're going over time, so anybody has to leave.
V'nira duhu adin nami. Yesh lomar legabe ha'oved avodah zarah kedei litzayir es chavera.
The afal pishenu makabalas avodah zarah lov le'eloha. Mikol makom hareza choshev ki osa maisa of averas avodah zarah.
It's exactly like the case of Oved Mi'ava, Oved Mi'ira in Rava.
It is a Maisa, and it is an Avera of Avodah Zarah, just that we would not put you to death for that.
And this applies even though he doesn't accept the deity as his God.
U'mi'achar shekein, ha'yem istavish et'yosar b'hem v'midin takrovas Avodah Zarah.
So if we're saying based on Rava that there's a Maisa of Avodah Zarah, even though he's doing it for extraneous reasons, it's still called a Maisa of Avodah Zarah,
then in this case where he did it for the reason of Litzuri Kamachave, and it still is a Maisa of Avodah Zarah.
So why is the Mechaber paskening like that the Basar is Mutter?
Eliyesh Lechalek She'im Oved Avodah Zarah V'Vemas Atzmo Kidelit Sire Chavero, Kigon de Isle Shutfis Begava.
So you have two Jews who are Shutfim, and one of them uses the Shechit of this Behema for the sake of Avodah Zarah, and he wants to mitzire his friend who's a partner in this animal.
Is Yesh Lamakom Lomar, Dineseres HaBehema Midin Takroves Avodah Zarah, Hoil V'Yochol Lesar. Chelek Atzmo is Memele Yochel Lesar Gam Chelek Havera.
So we don't apply the din of Ein Adam Oser in the case of Shutfin.
Avol Kisha Ovad Avodah Zarah Bebehemas Chavera Kidei Litzayres Chavera Mistamish Ein Abehema Niseres Klal Dohoel Tziuri Kama Chavin Makabalas Avodah Zarah Lov Eloha Memele Afagav Dechoshiv Keoved Avodah Zarah Mikol Makom Lo Nesra Habehema Midin Takrovas Avodah Zarah Mishum She'ein Adam Oser Dover She'ein Shelo.
So when does the Ein Adam Oser Dover Shelo come into play?
That's only in a case where he was guilty of an Avodah Zarah,
and he's considered an Oved Avodah Zarah.
But will we generate an Iser on the Behema when we have a principle of Ein Adam Oser Dover She'ein Shelo?
The hach svara de litzuri kamachavein moeles lahatir behemas chavero rak mishum de kaimelon ein adam oser dover shein shalom.
So what the Rav is doing is he's reinterpreting the mechaber.
When the mechaber says that the reason why the basar is mutter is because litzuri kamachavein,
what he means is that we can be matir the basar because ein adam oser dover shein shalom.
And we need the Ein Adam Oser Dover She'ein Shelo because we're holding now that even if it was Litziri Kamachav, it's still considered a Maisa Avodah Zarah.
And the answer is Ein Adam Oser Dover She'ein Shelo.
So, Rabbosai Mirza Shem, B'li Neder, we'll try to finish this up tomorrow.
Right? We'll try to finish this up tomorrow.